sixth seal. I watched as he opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair, and the whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the sky fell to earth as late fig drops from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The sky receded like a scroll rolling up, and every mountain and island were removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, the mighty, and every slave and every free man hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. They called to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. And who can stand?" I would suggest to you that we have, when we get to the sixth seal, we are reading about the day of the Lord, the earthquakes and the mighty judgments. We'll talk more about that later this week. But for right now, take note of the reaction of the people. They cry out, "The great day of their wrath has come." Folks, I love baby Jesus from Bethlehem. I do. I love singing Silent Night, Holy Night. I love the images. I love the whole thing. But he's not coming back as a baby. I am so thankful that he went to the cross and allowed humanity to butcher him. But it's not going to happen twice. He's not coming back as a cuddly lamb. He is coming back as a conquering lion. One prophecy teacher I have heard made this statement: he is either coming back as your blessed hope or your holy terror. We do not like to deal with this picture of Jesus, but you must understand he is the executor of the wrath of God. And this planet will be judged. If that sounds hellfire and brimstone to you, too bad. That is what the Word of God says. And he's coming back to clean house. But don't forget where he starts. Judgment begins with the house of God. Well, we always ask the question, is the book of Revelation chronological? Meaning, we've just read the six seals, now we're going to read about the seven trumpets. Does that mean the seven trumpets happen after the seven seals? You can take your pick. There's many views on this, and I'm going to give you mine real quick, and I'll just use this little symbol here because it's the best one I can give you. It's just like a musical note. I think what we have in Revelation chapter 6 is sort of a grand overview of the whole thing. Now we're going to get some information. We're going to go back and plug in some specific information. This process is going to be repeated several times in the book of Revelation. Why do I say this? Is the book of Revelation chronological? Yes. But as you read it, understand there are going to be parenthetical passages like chapter 7 where we're going to go back and insert into that chronology things that are happening. Because of that, and that can be sometimes tedious, getting everything right in order, don't get dogmatic on the order of things. The things that are clear are clear. Know the prophecy. Don't try to micromanage it. Know what it says, and as it happens, you'll understand it. Don't try to micromanage it. I think that's a big problem. One last thing before we move on in chapter 7. Can we go 10 more minutes? Would anybody kill me if we went to 8:30? Okay. This is something you'll have to do on your own, and you can do it. Matthew chapter 24, Revelation chapter 6. Photocopy them, put them side by side, do a personal study of the order of events that Jesus describes. He's coming out of the temple. The disciples say, "What shall be the time, the sign of your coming?" And the description of events in Matthew chapter 24, which many people in our movement want to say only relates to what the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70, I have a problem with that, because if you'll put Matthew 24 right beside Revelation chapter 6, which was supposedly written 20 years after the destruction of Jerusalem, it is the same chronology of judgments. Now, either our dating is wrong, or God's telling us a judgment he already did, or he's telling us about a judgment that is yet to come. And obviously, I think the latter is what he's doing. So do us some personal study on that. And Greg, if you'll bring your pre-wrath book, there's an outline of that that we can photocopy and show people, which makes it real easy.